foreign ministers of Cambodia and Thailand met behind closed doors with the 15-member council and Indonesia's foreign minister as the chair of regional organization ASEAN. After the meeting, council president for the month of February, Brazilian ambassador Maria Luiza Ribeiro Viotti, read a statement expressing the Security Council's grave concern about the recent fighting in a remote area near a 900-year-old Khmer Hindu temple.
The members of the Security Council called on the two sides to display maximum restraint and avoid any action that may aggravate the situation. The members of the Security Council further urged the parties to establish a permanent ceasefire and to implement it fully and resolve the situation peacefully and through effective dialogue. The members of the Security Council expressed support for ASEAN's active efforts in this matter and encouraged the parties to continue to cooperate with the organization in this regard.
Speaking on behalf of ASEAN, Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Nadalegawa told reporters he felt slightly more optimistic on the situation following the UN meeting.
And today, during the course of the Council's discussion, I hear loudly and clearly the wish of by the Council members that actually the preference is for the issue to be resolved peacefully through dialogue and negotiations. And this has been the point that Indonesia, as chair of ASEAN, has reinforced on many, many occasions. And there was also recognition that the ceasefire must hold and that there must be some kind of modalities or some kind of a communication system developed to ensure that the ceasefire holds.
He said the foreign ministers of ASEAN would discuss the issue next week in Jakarta. Both sides have blamed the other for starting the hostilities. Cambodia has also accused Thailand of using cluster bombs, a charge Thai Foreign Minister Kasit Pirom firmly denied. He told reporters there is no reason for the border dispute to continue, but said such conflicts take time and political will to resolve. Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Hor Nam Hong pressed his case to reporters about the use of cluster munitions, saying two experts had determined the Thai side had used them. He also expressed his disappointment that the Security Council is not planning to dispatch observers or a fact-finding mission to the area to guarantee the implementation of the ceasefire. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.